BLP Radio.
Can you introduce yourself and your instrument?
I'm Sharit from India, and I'm a singer primarily, but I also compose using the keyboards and... But I wouldn't call that as my primary instrument. So I'm a singer.
Why did you decide to join the Ethno Concerts?
It's my third Ethno France and sixth Ethno. And what I really like about Ethno is the space to express yourself and your culture. And not just that, but to also understand and learn different cultures and different music. And to also be able to present that to people who are not a part of the group, you know, because a lot of times you're only working with the musicians who come for Ethno. But then to go and interact with local people while performing that music is extremely powerful for me, which is why I keep coming back for Ethno, and specifically Ethno France.
How did you go about organizing, researching and learning the different music?
We have mentors during Ethno for different sections, and they're helping us in facilitating to learn everything. But really it's about doing it more and more. And especially for singers, it's a tricky thing to have all the lyrics and words of different languages. But just to write it in your own way, phonetically, and not exactly the way it's written in the language, is something that helps me in learning the lyric, especially. And melodies are usually quite heard already, so it's nothing too complex. But it's the lyric that needs time to be inserted in your head.
So you learn a new language thanks to the lyrics of the music?
Yeah, but just the spoken, not the written one, because we write phonetically. But spoken, you do pick up a lot of words actually. And it's quite beautiful, because when you're traveling to all these countries, you can maybe use a couple of words that you've already, you know, learned in a song here or there in Ethno. So it's yeah, you can use it.
And you understand what you're saying?
Usually we're told the meaning of each sentence and the whole song when the tune is presented to us. And I also try to write it to have the basic intention there while singing the tune in the concert. But I don't know exactly what every word means. It's except French, because I'm learning French now. So it's a cool exercise to keep going back to finding the meaning. But in other languages, it's really hard for me.
And for the moment, it is a good experience.
It's incredible. It's incredible. And it always is. It's especially Ethno France, which is why it's my third consecutive year coming for Ethno France, and I want to come for more.
Enjoying the Ethno Concerts, did you want to convey a message such as introducing people to your culture?
Definitely. Introducing people to culture is definitely one of the priorities. But another priority is to also break some stereotypes that people might associate with the specific song or culture. For example, for India, every time I am about to present a song, I understand people have heard Indian music in a specific way. So I also want to challenge that while presenting something from my culture.
Okay, thank you very much.
BLP Radio. BLP.